I said everything you love, Kevin. Horror, vintage 80s technology, video games, Freddy Krueger, but not Freddy Krueger.
This said everything you love, Coke energy drink.
Oh my God, I saw it. I got so sad. I was like, when was this filmed? Why couldn't we place this in better movies? Movies people had seen already. Would have been better if it was a cherry Coke energy drink. But thank you for thinking of me when you saw that. You were just like, yeah. Exactly what that guy said on the motorcycle. Yeah. I mean, he only had one, so I didn't really buy it. I was like, there should be like three empties right next to that. This guy ain't no Coke energy drinker. Fucking weak.
Moderation. Maybe he just started.
That motherfucker didn't know what moderation was. We're going to movie or?
Yeah, let's do it, I guess. Choose or Die. Yep, it's on your Netflix. Came out April 15th from said flicks of net. It's Toby Meekins as the director, written by Simon Allen, and starring Iola Evans, Asha, is that Butterfield? Or Battlefield?
That is Butterfield. No, it's Butterfield.
Check out that new Battlefield, man. Can they get that a Game Pass so I can really dig in and go, man, what happened? Angela Griffin, Ryan Gage, Joe Boland. Yeah, it's 84 minutes coming from the UK, Governor.
From the UK.
They were going to call it Cursor. And I kind of didn't hate that name in the game or the movie when they brought up the game.
I didn't love it.
But I liked it. I thought it felt cheeky enough. And I was like, okay, I get it.
I like Choose or Die.
Then someone was like, in the movie, was like, that's a shit name. And I was like, why'd you do that? Why?
Why are you doing it? It's a pretty shit name.
I think it's a cool name. I think it fit. It's supposed to come out in the 80s. It's an 80s text adventure. This is all lining up to fit. Choose or Die. I'd probably just die, I guess. Just whatever gets me out of this.
No, I would choose Die. Yeah.
Goosebumps, Fear Street type of movie I'm watching it.
I didn't hate it, Kevin. I'm gonna tell you why.
The runtime was
25. They could have shaved 5 and been perfect, but as it is, they came in pretty damn close on the runtime.
Yeah, I mean, that's a merciful runtime.
I mean, it's just long enough, you know, long enough to keep me interested.
Well, that's what she said. Never gets old.
Always works. God, derail me. It wasn't like The Ring where you're just like, God, they have. Do I have to watch the full 24 hours before they fucking die? Like, Jesus, in the movie already. God. Nicole Kidman's best friend, huh? That's weird.
Yeah.
You might remember Aza Butterfield from Ender's Game, that real shit movie. He grew up to be awkward adult male.
I never saw that.
No. Don't.
Okay.
If you just want to see like Harrison Ford, Harrison Ford.
Oh.
He's in the movie. That movie. Oh. Not this one. Curse is a shit name, though. I mean, when I showed up, I was like, yeah, that sucks. I mean, it feels 80s, but it sucks. It's a bad name for a game. I was like, oh, I get a wordplay. They're cursed. You're the cursor. I see. I get it. It's on the nose.
Yeah, well, you know who liked it? Hal liked it. He was a merry man. He had his man cave. he had two horrible people that he was related to through marriage and I assume birth.
Yeah.
But he actually had a cool room. And I was like, I'd never leave this room either. This is a pretty sweet setup.
Yeah, I didn't understand the argument in the beginning. I was just like, just kill them both, Hal.
Well, it was just a sibling, or basically his child being just a shitty creature to his wife. I think that poster for A Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't want to say it was a Draft House poster, but there is an artist. I've seen that poster before. He did these mock-ups of all these old 80s movies. His shit was fire because I got his RoboCop one that he did. And I always saw that Nightmare one. And I was like, oh, I got a Nightmare on Elm Street nod right off the bat. I know Mr. Robert Englund's in this. But then they don't get to say Nightmare on Elm Street or anything else. But I was have the poster there?
That was the worst. Well, yeah, you know it's always easy to do the posters.
Well, yeah, I was just, well, I mean, I think it was like even partially blocked a little bit, so it did never really straight up set it.
Yeah, but when he did his, like, Krueger impression, oh my God, I was like, what is this?
No,
what
when are the, you doing? When the kid did his Freddy Krueger impression, I was like, what? Even I feel like the girl, I knew what he was talking about, but I didn't know what the fuck he was saying. I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, what movie? What, he never does a dance like that. Why are you dancing? Stop dancing.
This is this finger thing you're doing. Why are you doing both hands?
Like, if he would have just put his hand out like the claw, you're like, you know, never sleep again. And she'd have been like, I don't get it. He'd be like, yeah, whatever. And I'd have been like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. You can say that. You can do a hand gesture and everyone knows it's the claw, the glove.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, man, maybe there was...
even put a shitty fedora on him for two... I would have believed this guy's a fedora-wearing guy.
Maybe... No, one. No,
fedora written all over his forehead.
Maybe the lawyers are like, don't even fucking think about it. They were just like, all right.
I mean, just any hat, dude. It could just be a trucker hat, and I'm like, oh, I get it.
Nah.
Pretty sure you could just put this asshole in a fedora, and people have been like, fine. The lawyers are like, we're fucking coming for you
this
now.
This guy's not having a fedora, dude. He was dirty.
He had fedora all writ over his forehead. He was.
So this is kind of my favorite part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the tease of what's to come. Our friend Hal is sitting there, and he installs the game that everyone hates the name of, but I like it. He fires it up. It's Cursor. Or does it fire itself up? I don't know, man. So he starts playing the game, and it's just a text adventure. A little bit before my time, but I understand. I get it. They existed, and they're real game changers. You know, game presents a scenario. You type in your response and what you want to do. It's usually a yes or no. Pick it up. Don't pick it up. Really simple. This game is kind of just beat you to the punch. So you're like, oh, I guess I'll... Oh, wait. And it's always a little bit ahead of your thoughts and what you're going to say. But as they ease you into that world... He's sitting there on his computer. I mean, his wife and his kid just really need to shut the fuck up. But yeah. So he's like, I'm going to stay in a sweet man cave and just block them all out. I think he was playing some Skynyrd or something. I don't know. He was just really having a moment. Even the son's talking shit. I was just like, dude, go out there and beat him. Pretend it's Bloodsport, you 80s fanatic. Go over there and take his ass to the Kubite. So basically the text adventure kicks in and it starts playing these little tricks like, hey, motherfucker, look behind you. Oh, okay. I got a little jump scare. And then it's just like, you're a bard in a cave. What do? Get it, Dustin? He's in a cave and he's listening to music.
It's a man bard. Cave.
And he's like, you pick up the drink. And then he picks up the drink. He's like, do you want another? He's like, yeah, I want another. And then another beer appears and he's like, oh, shit. Do I believe in magic? I was like, yeah, man.
And I would have been like, give me like 19 Coke, Cherry Coke energy drinks right now.
You're like, whoa, dude. Enough is enough.
And I'm like, choose or die, Gabe. Choose or die.
The game's like, you had your chance at that Walmart and you blew it.
They were sticky.
You could have still be drinking it to this day.
Nah, I'm blown through that in like two more days.
So he starts playing the game, or is the game playing him? There's a little beer joke. He's like, the beer label's like, oh, look behind you. Psych, I got you. And he's like, no, seriously, ears or tongue? And he's just like, well.
Her ear or his tongue?
Yeah. So you're like, I mean, This guy's just into it because he's got free beer out of, you know, thin air. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Free beer. His family sucks. He's like, I'm ready to.
I mean, I was surprised he didn't say gun or knife or something. Yeah. I've been like, is there a bomb an option?
He's like, which one takes me out of the game the fastest?
Yeah. So he types tongue, and all of a sudden all the bitching stops. And the wife starts, I think the wife starts screaming or something. And he's like, hey, man, I'm trying to man cave over here.
Well, he hesitates and it starts going, choose or die, choose or die, choose or die. And then he
it really
annoys and he
stresses
like,
him out with all the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
So he's typing.
Then he comes out. He's like,
and then the wife's just like a babbling mess. And she looks over and she's got a tongue and a knife in her hand. And the kid's face is all bloody. He opens his mouth and he's like, bleh. And the dude's like, bro. I mean, I wanted there to be way more blood, and I guess it was fine, but then I was like, all right, I'm interested in the movie, you got me. And then they're like, a little while later, and I was like, okay.
Well, no, then the opening credits kick in, and at first it goes to, like, level one complete, a worthy contender, shows, like, a, you know,
it's like a windscreen
version of the
like
sun.
That 8-bit
bleeding out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And then through the credits, as they start to roll, we kind of go through more of his choices and stuff until it's like, do you want me to leave your family alone? Make some copies of Cursor. Get it? Cursor. Best fucking name of the 80s. I mean, you fucking make a band, a hat, a fucking pizza parlor. Anyway, make some copies. And so he's just like, all right, I'll make some copies. And it's just like, did you make the copies? It's like, you know the fucking future. Yeah, I made the copies. And then, boom, we're out of it for now. We've left the family alone for now.
I'm not going to lie, man. My interest started to wane a little bit.
Really? Right after the opening?
Yeah, it's 3 months later, and I'm dealing with Kayla. She's working as a cleaner to pay for her studies. Like, she's trying to go to school. I think she's just trying to get out of this rat-infested apartment.
She wasn't trying to go to school. She was trying to get a job. Without having to go to school. She's trying to pay for her mom's treatments.
Well, she's trying to, like, get into a tech school because she's, like, Mrs. Wizard. If she sees a motherboard, she'll solder the shit out of that, and then it's going to launch a nuke.
I'm pretty sure she was just applying for jobs, so but that's fine. What was the line the cleaner said, Kevin?
Go fuck yourself. And no. She was like, okay.
She's like, you're short. And then the one's just like, I don't get as much out of you as the other. She's like, I'm fucking pregnant. I was just like, damn.
Well, the cleaner was like, that's your problem.
She's like, you're stupid and slow.
Yeah, man, the cleaner was just roasting these people, the clean boss. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man, like, cool.
No.
And then our hero sticks up for her, like, don't talk to her like that. She's like, go fuck yourself. Like, they say fuck in this movie, like, they're obligated to hit, like, 250.
Really? I didn't notice it.
Are you crazy? Well, you're just like them.
I didn't notice it. Usually I notice if it's gratuitous. It must have done it very seamlessly.
You do. They use it like a comma in this fucking movie. And I was like, jeez.
So do you, motherfucker.
That's you psychopath.
No, that's fucking you. When I met you, you were just like, fuck, comma, fuck, comma, fuck. And I was just like, that's
crazy,
weird.
Dude.
You're calling it out like that.
Dude, usually it's the user, the abusers that always point the fingers the hardest.
You're a comma. You're a fuck comma all the way. Okay.
Hey, play back the footage, man.
All the footage of my fucking life. And let me see. Oh, yeah, there's Kevin. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah,
fuck.
It's all blurred by fucking cherry energy drinks from Coke that no one bought but you and this guy.
Hey, they're still
selling it in
other parts of the world, okay?
Just a prop.
And no one's buying that fucking Coke coffee shit, so just end it. Bring my Coke energy, you stupid assholes.
So we go to Kayla's really, really dumpy apartment. Like, it's...
No, she goes to see the guy first.
Yeah, she goes to see the mom first, and then mom's going. She's holding the bunny of the dead brother's bunny, and it's just going, Mom, I want to go to the pool. And I was like, is that where he died?
Yeah, totally. But no, she went to see him first because she got to get money from him first for the tech that she had repaired, or she had repaired for him.
Oh, okay.
And that's where she got the game.
Because she walks in on him, and he's like, I've designed a superhero that looks like you. I love you.
I love you. I'm not beating my meat to this at all. She's like, you didn't get the nose right. And I was like, listen, lady, there's a lot he didn't get right about you. Shitty attitude. Your husky voice. I don't know what else. Okay. Jeez. She just had a distinct, unique voice, but it's not. I wasn't like, yes, please talk more. It's kind of like,
husky kind of dictates size, I guess.
No, she just had a husky voice. Like, she wasn't husky. Nah, it was kind of husky. What? I used the word I wanted to use, Kevin.
Well, Isaac's really happy to see her. He's like, here's your money. And she's like, take some of it back. And he's like, I won't. This is all kind of like, see this weird puppy dog love going on with her. And she's just my mom smokes crack and I'm in a rat house. I don't have time for puppy dog love. I'm too angry at the world. Can't you tell by the hip hop interludes that are playing in between my, transportation scenes?
And my superintendent is selling her the product.
That guy.
And I don't understand that guy's motivation at all.
That guy.
Just be a victim of the movie.
I didn't understand what movie he was in.
I don't know. Like, he was just so.
He was a
comic. I was like, why do you care?
He was a comic bad guy. I didn't understand anything. He's just lurking over the door. Can't wait to sell your mom drugs. Maybe you can shake it for me.
And then she takes two steps away from the door. And he's just like, knock, knock, I'm here to sell you some more crack. Like, why are you hanging out with her old lady selling her crack?
Like, yeah, I didn't.
You're a
I didn't understand him. And I was like, when is he going to get his monkey paw? I know there's a monkey paw stereo going on here. When is the cursor flash for thee?
He was just going to get his. That's all the movie was looking to do with that guy.
I kind of laughed every time he was on scene because
serious.
He was in the wrong movie. There's a part where he sasses her. And he walks away and he steals a Coke from the fridge and just open. And I'm just like, what?
One hand opens it. I was like, oh my God, that was amazing. How'd he do that? Why was that the best part of this movie so far?
He was on 11 and he needed to be in a gritty cop thriller about drugs and rape and just murder with
rope meat on the wall, huh? Yeah, gonna have to evict you.
Yeah, maybe if you...
Why is your fucking apartment owned by a video game company? I'm just saying.
Maybe if I, give you a Lucy and you shake your fucking butthole at me, I'll give you $20. I was like, dude, really?
If I sniff your fucking tank top, I won't tell.
Dude, yeah, he's all, sniffing their clothes. I'm like, dude, where are we right now? Can we please go back to the crazy family?
What authority does he have on her rent? She's already getting evicted. I don't think they're getting their security deposit back.
She lived in peach trees.
Oh, no, it was. It was fucking, I mean, they were doing...
Google it, everyone.
Drops or some shit. They were just like, fucking give me some of that Batman drug. The slow-mo shit. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this dude is not real at all. This is a character.
Yeah.
He definitely
was in the wrong fucking movie, that guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... She gets some money. She gets the game from Isaac, and then she bicycles back. We watch her bicycle for, I feel like, a bit too much. I think that's where the 5 minutes could have been shaved. I don't need to see someone BMXing around a city. Just two pumps. That's all I'll give you. Two pumps and then cut to fucking something else. But I do not need to see them just ride in the fucking
the BMX kid's
glory. Yeah.
But they're not in the 80s.
I know, but that was the homage of just BMXing around in the 80s. I was like, I get it, but too much. I'll give you one. After that, two pumps, we're done. All right? Be a two pump chump. That's what I'm saying.
Coming from the master.
Damn right. Fuck you. I'll own it if you deliver it, so whatever.
That's a weird sentence. So I think... After that, we go to her house. There's rats in the walls. Her little brother's dead. Mom is just cracked out of her mind, per usual. Yeah. Thanks to the help, I guess, the dude that just hangs around that apparently works for the maintenance, Grubhub, whatever he's doing.
I don't know. His uniform was weird. Lance. He looked like a private sector, but a fired private sector. He's like, I used to be private sector.
He looked like he fronted just a real bad metal band or a real bad
that had a dress code or some kind.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I didn't get it.
Lance was weird.
But Ricky's dead. Ricky's the younger brother. The mom just really can't get over it. So
I want to go to the pool.
Ricky just loves swimming. That's all I knew about Ricky. And he loved dying. He chose or swam. So he's like, I chose to swim. I was like, you died. I died. I chose wrong. Yeah, Ricky, you don't really get the game. Move along.
Ricky, you're not our target demographic. I'll be honest. I mean, you're tapping out on the first level every fucking time. We're just like, left for your left arm to swim, right for your right arm to swim. And you're over here just kicking space bar. I don't know what the fuck you're doing, man.
Space bar.
I think Kayla she makes plans to meet Isaac at after she's done cleaning at 1:30 at a diner.
Yeah, because they figure out the cursor game has like a $125,000 prize that is quote unquote unclaimed that they just figure the game out.
Yeah, which is weird because he's like, there's like nothing on it on the net later on. But I'm like, then how do you know the money's unclaimed? Because you called the phone number?
I have heard stuff about this, like old gaming, text adventures, old magazines, just having these ludicrous prizes that there was no way to really track it. Was it claimed? Was it? I mean, it's probably all bullshit anyway. So, I mean, I like that part. I kind of like
Yeah, I remember those stories too,
Yeah, like, and that's fine. That's it. Urban legend, horror story. I get it. Cool, fun. I'm in it. I mean, like, in all honesty, I'm so far, other than the everything to do with her home life, it felt like a different movie. It felt just
It did. It was so heavy, and I'm just like, when she had to, and I'm just going to jump to this part real quick, Kevin. When she had to kill her brother, I was like,
what? Dude, jump to that part. What are you doing?
Like, it was too heavy. Like, I was just like, what the fuck movie?
I was fine with that.
I was fine with the sibling murder.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know.
It just felt too heavy.
Nah, dude. The home life felt too heavy. Like, the struggling evil brother of illusion that the game was trying to pull on her. I like that part. It was justified because she says the reason of her torture actions or whatever later on. So you're like, all right, she kind of called it, and she outsmarted that. She's playing the game, and I like that, and I like the way she reacted. It was fair and fine, but it's just literally the physical home part where I was just like, this is like
that all ties into it. Like, you need.
Yeah. I disagree with that part. I think it fits more of, I'd be fine with that if we just didn't have to go see the mom over and over in that goddamn apartment.
There's no wait then, but whatever. So she goes, she cleans again. She needs to be less people working. And she's off to the diner to meet Isaac, who's a no-show because he's programming his own game. It's going to change the fucking world. We find out later. And the chef's asleep, but the waitress is like, yeah, this guy finds out you're just drinking water, he's going to yell at me. I'm like, he's asleep. You want to wake him up to make him cook something? What the fuck's wrong with you?
He's the owner.
Whatever. He's sleepy.
Bro, that's his life.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. Like, give him one night off to fucking not wake up. I'm pretty sure he was okay with that lady just sitting there drinking some water. You know,
I wouldn't get out.
Get out. I'd rather be cooking than sleeping.
Yeah, I'm trying to make money.
No, he's not. He's sleeping. If you're trying to make money, he'd order to be awake. Okay,
the bitch didn't order anything.
So he's just like, all right, I'll give her 15. Zonks out. He's just like, oh man. Yeah,
he was probably pre-sleeping, and she was like, you go to order something, and she was like, can you give me a minute? She's like, order something or crazy's gonna wake up and smell money not being made and fucking beat my ass and yours. But we don't even make it that far because the cursor's up.
Yeah, she fires up the cursor at 2 a.m. No Isaac. She gave him a half an hour. She told him, that's why you're single, you fucking loser. She was right. That is why. What happens, Kevin?
Dude, you want to play a game?
Okay.
That's what happens. The game just starts working its magic on her. It's like fuck it. Cupcakes or butternut squash. And she's like, I don't know. He's like, what you order? Some coffee? And then she's like,
coffee or cake? What? Coffee or cake?
Who she looks at the menu and it's reading all cake. And she types in cake. And then
she types in coffee. are you talking about?
Dude, who gives a shit? She makes her choice.
Because the waitress is so fucking on. She's like, tell me when. You're not telling me when. And she's like, when? She's like, I'll just fuck with you. And just walks away. She was like, what the fuck?
So you're led to believe that the game, like, distorts your reality. It's, like, fucking with you. Are you in the real world? It's kind of, it tries to set all these, you know, spooky dookies up for you.
And spooky dookies.
It just keeps going. It's just like.
This movie's full of spooky dookies.
It's just like, hey.
You can't go 5 minutes without a spooky duke on you.
It's, what do you want her to do? Is she going to, like, you know, break out with some breaking stuff? Or is she going to start break dancing? She's like, break dancing? And then he's like, nope. And the girl just starts, like, shattering shit. Like, shattering the. Like, everything the game presents, it's always, it's real monkey's paw, right? Take it literally. You didn't say your wish correctly. Now it's fucking you. So every choice you make, you lose, kind of thing. And to what extent, that's kind of the reveal. So there, it's like, oh, you want her to stop breaking a glass? She's like, yeah, have her stop. He's like, oh, do you want her to clean it up? Yeah, yeah, have her clean it up. And I was like, why'd you do that? So she starts bending down and eating the glass. So this part could have been kind of cool, but they the attack.
Too long.
It's a little too long, and the way it was shot, you could have just put, which just really made it way more intense. I gave him kudos for trying to make it, you know, oh shit, is she gonna do it? But it's like, have her put the sugar glass in her mouth, right? Then punch in on her teeth, just snapping the piece, and then you punch, and then have her reaction, then get her eyes. You know what I mean? Then you can kind of just start cutting here. You don't have to sit on it for so long and just have her milk it, like. Take that scene and break it down and get those impactful, like, shots. That's what I really wanted him to do. And go in there, then the next one. And then she puts another piece in there. Then the next one draws blood. Get in there. Have the blood run out of her mouth, you know? Get that shot, man. And then the fucking what's-her-nuts, Kayla runs over there and starts wrestling the girl by one arm. But before she goes there, like, the owner jumps up and he does, like...
He's like, you didn't fucking order.
He's like, yeah, he has like the static, like, House on Haunted Hill blur on him, like, freak out effect, and he's screaming this high-pitched wail, and she's just like, bro, no, sit down. She walks right by him. She, like, no-sells this almost completely. Yeah. And she grabs the girl's arm that's eating the glass, and I kind of started laughing because it's just, she's fighting her way too hard. I was like, and the chick's crying. She's like, I can't stop. And I was like, bro, pop her in the throat. Crack. She's going to stop.
She's like, nah, I can't breathe. And I'm bleeding out. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. It was just like, she got cuts in her mouth. Like, the glass is kind of gnarly. It's cool visual. But I think it really needed to be punched up a little bit more. But, bro, put her in a full Nelson, dude. Put her in the clutch. She can't get out of that.
Like, come on. Spit it out. Spit it out.
Yeah, dude. And she was just like, her whole body was wrestling in her arm. Like, if you're going to do that, show me that the force inhabiting the waitress is strong. You know what I mean? Like, she could push her down, like, one hand. Then I'd be like, uh-oh, you're not going to stop her. She really got to crunch and munch that glass. But whatever. It was kind of a slow. It's very goosebumpy. It's very, you know, Fear Street. And I'm like, all right, you're not doing anything too graphic. It's not like, she took the glass shard and started stabbing herself in the neck and just whatever. Just she just sweep all the glass with her hands and just start eating it fully. And then I've been like, oh, that's brutal. Let's do that.
We tried. That was actually our second waitress. The first really actually got fucked up by that sugar glass. Like, it is sharp. We didn't expect that. And lawsuit pending.
It's just like, use movie magic? Please.
They're like, I was really into the realism of 80s horror movies. I don't know if you know this about me, but
Cursor 2. We'll save it for all Cursor 2. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Choose or Die, Cursor 2. Really confusing.
Choose or Die again.
Still choose.
Choose or Die more. Choose or Die harder this 4th of July.
I like it. And then I guess she's shook. We're back at her. The cops wake her up or something, right?
Like, she passed level one, though. It's
The cursor lets you know you are a winner. They're like, hey, man, we got ourselves a contender.
It's just like, fucking, you're a champ today. See you tomorrow. Cursor
keeps you really engaged. it's trying to get those hours. It's still, it's a live service. It wants you coming back from war. It wants you to get those costumes and those hot skins.
Our fucking engagement level's great. We really lock them in at the time they start the game, and then we fuck them for 24 hours until they have to come back. So
yeah, they're so addicted and hung over. Then we charge them $12.99 to unlock the bikini version of themselves.
Oh man, Isaac's definitely paying for that.
Isaac's just like, yeah.
He's like, I'll take a bikini version of her, please.
I'll take two of those, please. You only need one, stupid. Two.
I have the Xbox version and the PlayStation version, so
geek. PC Master Race.
He's like, I have it on there too. I already bought it there though. But there, I just modded it myself, so you know, whatever. I'm just trying to support the art form. No, what? Okay.
Yeah, is that what that is, Isaac?
He's like, I gotta give to the community that I'm also building.
Sounds like you're a coke drinking meat beater. That's all I heard.
He's just like, yeah, that's why I'm single.
You heard right.
Yeah, but she's back in her apartment. Her mom's just like, where's your brother?
No, the mom's like talking to the cop. The cop's like, hey, man, we heard she might have saw something. And she's like, my son's dead. The cop's like, ooh.
Yeah, it's really rough. Like, how many years ago, though? Like,
I got
19,
two little boys,
huh?
And
yeah, he's, you know, like, I couldn't imagine losing a kid. You must be like, oh, I see the crack pipe. There it is. Yeah, yeah.
You must be bummed out.
Well, just bumming me out. I gotta go. Okay. Fucking looks like you're getting evicted. Good luck with that. That's a video game company. Just walks out and just like,
oh, yeah. So, I'll come back around maybe when she's I don't know. Done snoozing the day away.
He's like, stay frosty, all right?
Yeah, I was like, all right. Can we just get out of this apartment? It's bringing me down.
She's got to go see Isaac. She's like, Isaac, let me tell you a story. And he's just like, sounds a bit like, oh, shit.
You be getting into your mom's crack pipe?
He's just like, are you? This is why you're not going to graduate. This is why you got to stay in school. Don't do drugs, okay?
No, I believe you.
But I don't believe you at all.
I believe you because I want to play with that kitty cat later. But I believe you.
But instead, I might just choose or die a virgin.
That's the trequel.
Oh, that's, skip yeah, the. That's, we're just going to go to the third one, fill in the blanks of the second one. The second one's actually the third movie. We're doing them out of order.
He's like, you know what? I'm going to keep jamming on this. You need to go to your night job again.
Well, because she checks the code and she's just like, there's nothing in the code. And he's just like,
yeah, she does her hackers kind of bullshit. She's like, I can't figure it out. You take a look at it, whatever. You don't believe me. I don't care. And then she goes to her night job, just cleaning this floor that has nothing on it, except for now it has a. She bullshits with one of her compadres and they fuck off because the power starts acting crazy and
yeah,
gives everybody a spooky dookie. And then she sees
she's like, God damn, I cleaned up one more spooky duke on this floor.
That's the life she chose. So there's all of a sudden it's time to play a game. Turns over, cursor's just like, middle fingers up, level two.
Rats in the kitchen. Your mom's real scared. I kind of like this part because she was like too dumb to realize she was playing the rat. She thought she was playing her mom. She's like playing the rat. And I was like,
but the cursor was playing them both.
It was just like, nah, man, you're the rat. You need me. I was just like, hey, get at me.
And the mom's screaming because now all of a sudden we got a live feed. She tries to call the mom. The mom's just like, oh, your son's dead. She's like, I know, we're doing the next scene. She's like, oh, no, the meat rat. And I was
like, this woman had an irrational fear of rats. And now I know why. Because that rat was out for blood.
Like, I assume the rat got the size into the crack of a, like, St. Bernard because it destroyed that whole apartment.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, at least like a Pomeranian, you know?
What? St. Bernard and Pomeranian? We got two different size discrepancies.
It was definitely not St. If it was St. Bernard, it was eating.
There was couches flipped, bro. There was, like, did you see the hole they tried to put in the door? Do you think
Lance,
a pom's going to do
okay?
that? A pom-pom's just going to be like, yeah, I munched a big ass.
Yeah, a pom-pom on a crack pipe. Pom Pom was hit the crack pipe. It was just like, oh, now I got a taste for human flesh for some reason. Oh, yeah. Anyway, she's trying to navigate her mom. Her mom's real fucking pussy on this shit because she's just like, where's Riley? He know what to do. The 10-year-old boy. He'd save me from fucking psycho rat. Crack rat.
The mom's screaming like there's a rat the size of a St. Bernard just destroyed everything.
Then, Kevin? Where was maintenance to be like, hey, keep the fuck down, okay? I don't supply you crack so you could yell all night. All right. Oh, shit. What is that? A St. Bernard rat? Oh, crack rat. What's up, man?
Pests. That's a third party vendor.
Crack rat is his fucking best client. He's just, oh, crack rat. You're cool, man. Here. Nah, hit me later. It's cool. Yeah, finish your shit. Cool. All right. Lance out.
Oh, wow. Kayla's mother is just going, she's probably the dumbest character, and she literally goes bananas, but she also hit me with the biggest LOLs. So, Kayla is Overwatch. She's trying to tell her mom where to go, what to do, trying to map it out, as she has a floor plan of the apartment and can see where the rat's going and where the mom's hiding. She's like, mom, go this. Oh, no, she can't. Oh, mom, over here. You zigged when you zagged. You should have went left. You turned right at Albuquerque. And the mom's just like, ah! And then it's like, and then the cursor's like, yo, choose. Do we munch the wall or do we just burn this place down? She's like, munch the wall.
She's like, chew. Yeah. I was like, slam into the door, chew it. She's like, you know what? Mom has been a little annoying lately. I'm going to give her twice the amount of scare and have it chew through the door.
Well, I figured that chewing would kind of buy her some time, and that big ass rat's going through that door one punch.
Yeah. That's what she thought of, too. She was like, nah.
That's what I was thinking. And then she was like, yeah, chew it. I was like, yeah, buy the mom some time. And then she's like, mom, go to the window. And the mom goes to the window. And then she's like, mom, jump. And the mom jumps, and then the little icon just turns to a puff of smoke, real like fucking Bugs Bunny. And I laughed and I laughed.
I mean, she told her to go out the window. She didn't tell her to jump. The mom was just like, choose or die. It was just like, I can fly. And then I just loved how the pass screen was just the two broken legs. I was just like, oh, damn, mom ain't walking anymore.
Yeah, I loved it, dude.
And we're going to get a first floor unit.
Mom's in a fucking hospital bed. The next cut, I think it's like a smash cut to mom in the hospital bed, and she's sleeping on her. And I was just like, hilarious.
She's like, mom, take your pain meds.
You can't afford them, like, mom. Who's covering this insurance?
Yeah, she was looking at that medical bill like, fuck, man, I'm never going to get a job programming. Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
She's like, oh, where's Riley? She's like, man, mom, fuck you.
Dude, I got so sick of hearing about this dead kid.
Yeah, that was the mom was just like, where's the rabbit?
I know it's like Lance shows up at the hospital. I'm like, how? Why is he here?
Yeah, he's just, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Like, Lance, what are you? Are you tapping that mom? Like, what the fuck is up with you,
like,
man?
Lance has their mail. He's like, oh, I saw you apply for ITT Tech. You didn't get in. She's just like, fuck.
She's like, fuck you, Lance. He's just like, you know, you're not qualified to be an instructor. You got to have your master's already. He's just like, eat a dick, Lance. I know that now.
God damn, dude. She was doing the at-home drawing thing. Can you draw a pirate? A parrot? She fucking, you didn't get into the drawing academy. She's like, fuck.
And that's when they're at the apartment. He's just like, yeah, you ain't getting your security deposit back. I'm going to have to tell the super. I was like, who are you, Lance? Why would the super listen to you?
Drug dealer. I told you it's building.
He's just like, my local drug dealer, my building's reporting that you, oh my god, you really did fuck up these walls. Oh my god, I gotta listen to Lance more. He is on fucking point with these reports about you assholes.
Lance is the resident manager, and then he wrote meat on the wall and the rat meat, and then it's basically just a shit show. He's sniffing stuff. He wants to like have sex with her, and she's like, get out of here. I mean, it is 20 like, bucks, but you know, what are you gonna really do? You know, like, you gotta live with that. So she can't really, you know, close the deal with him because she's disgusted. So she heads off.
That was a really low ball offer. Like, what the fuck? He's just like, listen, I want to hit that, but I'm on a budget. Okay?
He's really funny with his facials. Like, he's such an over the top scumbag. Like, I was just kind of like, man, you need to be in like.
I mean, but the one hand open of the coke. Like, he just.
Yeah,
was
dude,
like,
he stole your heart. I get it. Maybe there is some good in this guy.
There's so much I can learn from him.
I love the way he handles his carbonated beverages. It was probably a Coke Energy, too.
No, it was just a normal Coke.
No.
I mean, if it was a one-handed Coke Energy, that's impressive. Those cans were very thin.
Oh, dude's a fucking legend, man.
Not really. He's a piece of shit.
Well, you don't be a piece of shit by not drinking Coke Energy.
But anyway, she's back to seeing Isaac after, you know, seeing how fucked her room is by the St. Bernard rat. Crack rat. And does Isaac believe her this time, Kevin?
Yeah. Because she brought the game. She's like, you play it. And he's like, what? You
fucking play it. Look at my fucking apartment. Meat on the wall. He's just like, that's trippy.
That's fucking real Amityville horror. It always kicks in at 2, and he's not a believer, so let's just eat cold lo mein until it's time.
Yeah.
They kind of have a bonding moment here, but he just comes off real pitiful instead, and she's just giving him no play.
Yeah.
As she shouldn't, because he's a nerd.
Then the game kicks on, they record the audio signature, thinking this is it, we'll get it. They reveal some symbols. And they're just like, we're just missing the cursor. But But the game's just like, you got your loyal squire who's permanently in the fucking friend zone. He's just like, oh, come on, game. That's not cool.
Game's like, read the fucking room, bro. You ain't getting any tang unless it's from the fridge.
He's just like, oh, man. He goes to his fridge. He's like, oh, shit, we got tang? Oh, damn.
He's like, oh, damn.
Babies are back.
Mixes it with a Coke Energy.
His head explodes. She's like, Jesus Christ. Gabe's like, all right, that was not on me, bro. I don't know why I did that. That's wicked. I'll save that one for the sequel. Choose or die young.
Something with Netflix and computer games killing people. Did you ever see the Choose Your Own Adventure Black Mirror?
Nah, I never sat through it.
Yeah, it's got kind of the same vibes a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I figure that's why they produce this. They were like, wait a minute, we can just make a movie about choosing? You know, that's way simpler.
Yeah.
Choose or die.
Something's going on over in the UK, man. Just retro gaming and dying.
That's the big. Everyone's old enough to want their youth back, man. So.
To die?
Well, I mean, a bit more of like the collecting part or whatever. But
I mean, I don't blame
you. Yeah, so a red door and a blue door show up, and he's like, never pick the red door. And he goes to the blue door, and the blue door's like, I'm gonna fuck your ass. And he's like, okay, never mind. Red door it is. So they pick the red door. And they go through, and it's stupid. Because we're at the rec center where her brother died. And he's got, like, fucking computer game horror moves. He fucking just bags Isaac's ass, like, instantly. He's just like, boom, fucking got you, motherfucker.
Well, I mean, you kind of skip it around. There's a pool, and it has all this, you know, fog and smoke machine stuff in there. And she can hear her brother, and she just kind of...
He's like, I want to go swimming. She's like,
she's kind of really out of character. Like, I didn't really believe that she kind of lost her... I didn't really believe that she kind of fell for the illusion, right?
Yeah.
And then she just kind of runs into the pool. It goes down into the pool, and she can't see anything. It's real, you know, smoke everywhere, foggy, Silent Hill, whatever. And Isaac's like, oh, shit. And he goes in there looking for her. And then the brother's wearing, like, a onesie. He comes out of nowhere, and he just starts, like, fucking everybody up. Oh, no, wait. They find him. Isn't Isaac already knocked out from him?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He knocks him out, and then she finds them.
Right.
And the game pops up in, like, real life screen on her, and is just like,
you gotta choose.
Choose Isaac. Choose your dead brother. And she's just like, I choose Isaac. And then dead brother's like, wrong fucking choice.
Yeah, he starts, like,
starts fucking just fucking Mike Tyson punch out on her. She feels like, oh, shit.
Children of the Corn, and I don't like little kids in horror movies because it's not scary to me. And it's just not scary. It's like little kids aren't scary. Like, I see that, I'm just like, shut the fuck up, I'll punch you. Like, that's it. So I really wish the movie missed an opportunity to give him some sort of like, he needed like a visual cue or an audio, something audio, you know, just inflection to like.
He did the like, weird scream thing. It was
yeah, but he's like freaking out. He's just like, yeah, but I'm just like, dude, what do you need? Like a Snickers? Calm down. Or,
you're being a real Aretha Franklin right now. You know? Why don't you take a Snickers, okay?
I just give him a Turkish delight. You know, it's from the UK. And I love that stuff. And then she just kind of covers his mouth and suffocates him. And I was like, okay, yeah.
I did not understand that. I was
which
like,
is fine.
Why does she have to suffocate him?
I don't
why?
Know, to re-drown him or something?
Yeah.
Was he supposed
weird.
To like.
It was a weird choice on how to murder your dead
what
brother.
Was she supposed to do? Smash his head against the floor? Like, it's,
I don't know. Maybe just get Isaac and run, but like. Slowly
bro,
suffocate
watch more horror
someone,
movies, bro. That's not happening.
It just this is, this she is was just like looking away, walking away. It fucking covered his mouth. It was just like, well, God, so, I hope he dies soon.
This is the part I don't like and do like, into the sense of, for whatever moment she comes to the realization, yeah, she got lost in the moment and she's being played. So she just covers his nose and mouth. I mean, you don't see anything graphic or violent because I assume because it's a kid. I mean, it's a horror movie. Sometimes you're the horror movies, you got to pick your lane and go over the top, or you kind of stay in this neutral, like I said, Goosebumps First Street kind of line. Yeah. So she gets up. She's visually shaken. Isaac is revived because he chose, and he was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. She's like, I knew it wasn't him. That's why I chose you. All right, cool. So that shows me you're smarter than the game now.
Yeah.
So that tells me what is going to be the next round. The game's just like, bravo, brother. You did it again. Level up. I can't believe it. She keeps winning. You're the greatest player ever.
Here's a trophy to keep you interested.
And that was kind of like, all right, that's fine. That's kind of like, I don't want to say the most she's done to this point, but I think like it is. She's controlling her quote unquote destiny with this game when the game just kind of cheats in a small way and wants you to just to lose situations always presents. And they wake back up in his apartment.
Yeah. And they're just like, no sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We got to drive upstate because our only lead is to find where the game was made.
Right.
I forget how they find an address. They find an address and they're just like,
I think they like, I don't know, they pulled it. The
oh,
they
traced the phone number.
The phone number, they cross-referenced the phone number and the GPS. And
yeah, he hacked the phone number and he was just like, remember, you did these call-in adventure games and the kids figured out after they got their asses beat by their parents for running up a $50 phone bill, which was a lot of money in the 80s, especially for a phone, that they could just hack it and play all day. So
they hacked the planet.
He's like, I fucking hacked the planet, found the address. Let's go upstate. Let's not do a Google search.
And then it's just this weird car part, but it's like pixelated. Yeah. It's like the same. They wanted to use that mouse in the house gimmick one more time.
Yeah. It kind of really paid that guy. They paid someone for it. They were like, should we do level 4 right here while they're driving? Nah, we'll fuck
it. Yeah, because there's nothing at stake, right? It doesn't build up to anything. It's not something that. It's just something that you're doing now for the viewer's sake instead of the character's sake, like you did the first time with the monitor, right?
Yeah.
So she was in that moment, and now you're just forcing us as the viewer to witness that moment because it doesn't really pertain to them.
The movie doesn't know when to cut away from people fucking driving. That's for fucking sure.
So. Yeah, the editing, it needs work, but whatever. So we get to this warehouse in the middle of nowhere. They find the just an isolated desk that has the recording set up of Robert Englund saying, you know, winners don't use drugs. You know, you're going to be you're 1 minute closer. Or you're 1 second closer. You're the champ. You did it all.
And you're your 4-digit code to win your money.
Yeah. It's 1111. Don't use it.
Don't try 1111. That one's already been tried. It's not that one.
So they're just like, damn, that nothing's here, but this is all clearly set up and still being taken care of. So there must be shenanigans afoot. So they dig a little bit deeper.
Fast forward to the tape and we're like, yo, we're a winner. And I'm like, beat you game. Suck it. Yeah.
And he's like, no one's here. I guess we should just call it good.
Go for something scary.
Instead of that, they keep digging, dusting, and they find a TV Yeah. And some reel-to-reels, a VHS, like this old sci-fi. No,
it was a beta. They put it on the
beta. Yeah, it was a beta tape. That's right.
It was a beta tape of a beta. I was like, oh, I see what you did there, and I hate it.
The irony is rich. And then it's the guy that figured it out first. And I thought when they cut to this, it looked really out of place.
Oh, yeah, like when they zoomed into the screen.
Well, it felt like a Tim and Eric sketch to me.
Yeah, it was real dumb. It looked weird, and I don't like when they do that Matrix, like, let's go through the screen shit anymore, because I'm just like, no, you just took me out of it. Like, this was supposed to look old and shit, now it looks crisp and clean. Like, no.
And I think, yeah, it needed, like, the film should have been distressed. It didn't need to have, you know what I mean? It should have been kind of used and old, but he felt like he was playing a character, the guy with the glasses. I think he's, I don't remember his name.
Dr. Bungalow.
Dr. Bungalow. Well, how can I forget that? I'm an asshole. I am the asshole.
It's not Dr. Bungalow, Kevin.
Oh.
That's what I'm calling him. Dr. Bungalow.
So he's basically explaining the rules of the cursor, and he has a guy there, basically the cursor code, we'll call it. Yeah. And he has a guy there that he's saying, hey, man, I'm going to give you like $50 and a burger if you do this little questionnaire thing.
Yeah, and I love, like, the guy. He's just like, all right, man, but when I get my money, it's going to be a different story. Like, I was like, why would they pay you if you're just going to fuck them up right after?
I like that. You know what? I'm going to get that $50 and I'm going to walk these fucking size 12s a mile up your ass. I was just like, okay.
And I was like, Jesus, no, you're not.
Oh, rude.
No, you're not.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, come on, dude.
Yeah, and he's just like, you fucking hungry? He's like, eat the computer. Like, the worst, two worst choices. Eat the computer.
Brutal choices.
Or eat your arm. And he's just like, you gotta pick. He's like, this game's fucking broken, man. It's buggy as shit.
I was like, yeah, man, this is kind of...
The QA on this is, it's fucking, you gotta pay more than 50 for this, all right? He's like, you know what? I'm gonna shit in the fucking quarter. I hate this place. He's just like, dude, just choose your arm. Come on. Fucking, we know you're not gonna choose the computer.
Yeah, the dude's about to throw the chair at the camera. And I was like, all right. And the dude's like, all right, so we got this guy in this room, right? And I'm gonna show you what the cursor code does, brother. Y'all ready, brothers and sisters? So he takes like an X-Acto knife and he cuts open his forearm, and he's like, oh shit, what a rush. And the other dude starts freaking out, and he starts eating his arm because, you know, cursor said, and he made his choice. And then the other dude just starts healing. He's like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I was like, because he's the cursor, and the other guy's the cursed. And so whoever, the curtsy, he's the curtsy. And so if you're the curtsy, the more damage you do to the curtsy, the more the cursor is repaired and rejuvenated.
What did you think of that?
That's honestly, I liked it. I like that idea of that, you know? And I liked, I'm not gonna lie, I like that they kind of set it up for a sequel with more of that idea at the helm. Like, because that was the part where I was like, okay, I'm more interested in that now. It's like, so let's go ahead and do that. The weird, like, Dragon Ball Z fight we go to at the end, I was just like, okay, this is a little different movie. Like, this seems like a different movie. But
where we'll agree to disagree on some of the part towards the end, because the end...
I'm not saying I didn't like the end. I just felt
is it polarizing? Would that be the right word?
They changed the rules of their own fucking game at the end, man. Like, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, they flipped everything. I was like, but I guess you can just be like, well, we flipped everything. We did everything different than what you're expecting. So I guess it works. But to me, it just felt like they flipped it. Like, they just explained the rules of the cursor, curtsy. And now they're like, and now it's different. And I was like, okay, well, fuck. But because they cheat, the guy on the screen is just like, there's Dr. Bungalow here. Fuck it, we got a cheater over there. Isaac, I'm looking at you, bro. And he's just like, what's happening? And then Isaac is forced to, she's like, he's like, rewind or fast forward.
And I didn't understand this part at all.
I didn't understand either. He just starts spitting out fucking tape. Because she picks fast forward, and he's just like, do it.
I think they just liked that gimmick of doing the tape. So they kept, he's like spitting out tape extensively, and yeah. he's kind of like glitching because he tried to cut the power, but then it didn't work. Because now there's like the supernatural element again.
Yeah.
Like the supernatural doesn't have any rules in this world. It just does whatever it needs to do for the scene's sake, right? Or to do a cool kill.
Yeah, for sure.
And this him spitting out all the tape, I guess it's kind of cool, but it ends up killing him. And so now Kayla's like triggered. She's just like, you know what? I figured it all out. You know,
she's like, it's you final, were super smart, man.
It's final boss time.
Yeah, it's like, go fight the final boss. Go to these coordinates. But yeah, his death scene was like really just weird. Like he was just like, I still want to put one in the pink, one in the stink. She's just like, not right now, dude. She's like,
you could do that in hell.
You lived in the friend zone, you'll die in the friend zone. He's just like, ah, oh, damn.
Let's sit it to Rub DMC forever.
Yeah, she's like, they're not that good.
Whoa, so, dude, you better slow down.
Like,
Kayla would have never said that.
Yeah, I know, but she, that's because she had shit taste in music. Like, I heard the rest of her music taste, and I was like, eh, not great.
Wow, dude.
Come on, we can just get over it, Kevin. All right, I don't need to live in the 80s. Boss? Huh?
Well, yeah, that's what all the dude. Everything for that her generation is terrible now. So I don't blame her for looking back into the '80s and the '90s, going, let's just try to find some good stuff.
These yellowed keyboards are pretty cool. But anyway, yeah. So she drives this car, just leaves him there, dead.
Well, like, I mean, what's she supposed to do?
Burial or closer for your family?
Supposed to shoot him into space?
Super Vikings
funeral?
Call it cops or something?
What are the cops going to do? Did you kill him with tape?
I do not
real to real?
Listen, Kevin, you and I, we're in a warehouse. You fucking die from supernatural shit. I'm not just going to leave your body there and be like, oh, well, this is where you're... I'll come visit. Leave flowers next year with your corpse.
I hope you're on a better adventure and you got to wrap up some shit. Because you guess what? You call the cops, you're going to jail or a psych ward.
You call the cops and then you leave. You don't sit there and wait for them, man. But you tell them, you're like, hey, man, I saw a fucking dude going to his warehouse and I heard a lot of screaming.
We're coming for you.
I'm leaving because it's real scary. I got to go. And then you take off. Yeah. They send the popo. The popo find it. Popo get killed by the game, too. Whatever.
You do that after you take out the boss, bro. Then you make your, you know, your kills as you're leveling up in the background, waiting for the sequel to drop.
Anyway, so now we're back where we began, Kevin, at the main game.
We're back where we belong, where I was in on this movie, and the movie was like, I'll see you in about 40 minutes. And I was like, what?
3 months later.
Yeah. And now she's like, guess who's coming to dinner? Kicks at the door. They're just like, yo, what the fuck?
The door was open.
I was kind of like, yo, what the fuck? That's rude.
Yeah.
I mean, great house. She walks in.
No Tongue Joe's just like, oh, God.
You see the family.
I got a magazine face.
You see the family. They weren't expecting this either.
No.
Hal looks up.
Mom's super excited. She's like, finally.
Someone's here.
Someone to shoot me in the face.
The son, he looks kind of cool. He's got his little magazine cutouts stuck to his face. He's a real comic book bad guy looking guy.
Oh, yeah, he's got next villain written all over him. So.
Yeah, I liked it. And I liked the mom where she just kind of like, you're like, oh, she's still making her look like the mom like from like the 70s or something, like some Leave It to Beaver shit. But, man, she looks like
she's... Yeah, it was like Batman, like Joker thing where like scarred the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just had that vibe to me. It's like, oh, yeah.
And so. He's like, hey, what the fuck you doing? She's like, you're the final boss, homie. He's like, oh, yeah? So you know about Cursor? She's like, oh, yeah. He's like, damn, man. Had to make copies, bro. She's like, I get it.
Don't want
to
let my family live otherwise. And now we just stay here all day, being real Twilight Zone where the kid controls the town. You know that one? But I'm the kid. Why can't I be the good guy?
And that's the part I like about the movie, where he's just like, the game was going to drive me mad until I did what it wanted. I made, you know, 7 days. 7 days. And he had to get rid of it because the cursor just had a fucking boot on his throat. I really kind of would have preferred to see that.
like his breakdown and the cursor just fucking with him. And he's just like, I'll make copies. And the cursor's just like communicating with him in all these weird ways in the physical world. You see the fucking disintegration of his family. And as they just start going mad and try to leave. And then at the very end, he's like, then you can maybe see the other characters opening up a copy of the game or finding it at a rummage sale or whatever. You know what I mean? I'd be okay with that. And then, you know, there's more cursor to be had, but I don't think you're going to get this ending with that. So.
No, I forget what they kind of yak about shit, and he's like, I was a collector, blah 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 blah. I found it, you know.
Dude, I was digging Hal's story, and then she was like, "Fuck off, I'm here to fuck you up." And I was like, "Damn, I guess we're on. Let's get it on."
Yeah, because the game's like, "Why does the game think I'm the final boss?" And I agree with his confusion because it's like he was the first victim, but now he's like the boss, and it's just the game being like, "Nah, dog, it could be only one. You both are fucking Highlanders right now."
So. Yeah. The game was like, I would never stop fucking with you, dude. I'm fucking with you on the long con.
Yeah, fucking final boss for both of you. Let's go. So this is the part where, Kevin, I'm like, I don't hate it, but I don't.
I liked it.
I don't hate it because I thought it was cool. But I don't love it because, again, we just explained the rules, and now we're breaking the rules. Because if she hurts herself, it hurts him. If he hurts himself, it hurts her. So now it's a battle to do the most pain to yourself to kill the
Because technically,
other
he's the cursor, right? He has the cursor juice. He's cracked the code by putting it out there, right?
I guess. Yeah.
So that's the only thing I assume that gave him even the power to do it. And I figure the game, the cursor has rewarded her by getting through all the challenges, right?
Yeah.
That's me creating the story in my head because the movie was like,
the movie was like,
we're just doing some
fight.
Stuff.
This is cool.
No, and I think, like, low key, I think that's what it turned into, where they were just like, that's fucking cool. Let's just do it. And I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because it was cool to see them, like, you know, rubbing knives on their hands and stuff, but there's no blood, but it shows up on the other guy.
It's great. When she figures that out for the first time, and he looks at his hand like, what the fuck? And then when the son gets a hold of the gun and he's yelling, I think the wife gets a gun. He's like, no, you stupid bitch, shoot me.
And the woman, she's like, nah, I know who I'm shooting.
That was so, that made me laugh. And I was just like, yeah, he's right. He going to win. They had fun with it. I mean, I had fun watching it. It's a little, like the cuts, the editing needed to be a little more snappier, especially when.
Yeah, they needed to tighten it up and stuff.
Tighten
when
it up.
Was introduced. So.
Because it's the scene is elevated.
All of a sudden, Kayla's
right?
Running towards the pool, and you're just like, yeah, I know what you're gonna do. Just do it.
You know what I thought she was gonna do? I thought she was gonna try to crack her head on the fucking statue. It just had to kind of like stagger.
No, man, it had to go back to the pool. She had to drown the pool like her brother.
No, for sure. But I thought she was gonna like hit her head to kind of make him be like staggered to buy some time.
Yeah, that's what they needed, like her to figure out, like, oh, I can like stun him. You know, I can't beat him with this move.
Yes.
I can stun him. You know.
Yeah, dude. Like,
and then he runs out of bullets, and so he just slits his own throat. But she's already in the pool. And then this part started off cool, where the water starts coming out of his mouth and stuff.
But
it looked like almost like a practical effect. But then it just
there wasn't
only
enough
comes out of his nose and mouth. And that's it. I was just like,
there wasn't enough cuts to make it interesting because it was cool. But it's like the glass eating. They didn't really know where else to go with it or how to punch it up. Yeah. So they just kind of let it ride. I mean, I get it. It's your first time director, from what I understand of this article telling me.
He directed like 9 shorts before this all.
Yeah.
Related,
so you have to control it because the scene is demanding that intensity. And there are certain times where you need to let it breathe and just let it go. But I think the opportunity just to punch in and just kind of get that him grabbing and choking and gurgling, you know, you can just make it really uncomfortable, you know. But I don't know. It's still a very cool idea. I thought
to me, I would have filmed that from behind on him and just had him like kind of like cough the water. And then you just slowly start to see the water like dripping in front of him from like behind, though. And then just totally just like slow pan around him to where it's just like coming out of his eyes, his nose, his mouth,
dude,
you know, his
you
ears.
Can cheat
you know,
it. Like you can have him put his hands up and have the tubes between his fingers as he covers his own eyes. And they just kind of you can see like they're shooting from his eyes.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things you could do with a small budget to kind of just cheat that shot and get a bunch of cuts in there and just have fun with it. But And then you maybe leave it at the final one as his last gurgles, and you just leave it on there, and then you can do, like you said, it looked good initially because it looked practical.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this guy really just drank a bunch of water that made him throw it up.
He's dead.
Yeah. Is she narrating? Someone's narrating, because...
Well, the wife checks on him, or on Kayla, and is like, are you okay? And she's like, are you going to be okay? She's like, we'll survive. And the son's over there cutting out, you know, faces for magazines again.
Oh, yeah,
he's not going to be fine.
Yeah, he's not fine.
He's committed to a lifestyle of a comic book villain.
His lifestyle is going to dictate his death style. Metallica!
And then her phone buzzes again. It's the game. The game's just like... Here's your reward. A cursor. and the wife's just like, what's that? She's just like, fucking victory, motherfucker. You understand? You're not a gamer. Mom's like, ah. And then you thought this movie is over, but it's not, because Lance has got to get his. She goes back. She's typing. She is not good at... typing dialogue trees for these games. She's just like, you want a mean tuggy for 20, or you want me to give that ass for free? And he's just like, all right, hey, easy, slow down, girl, I'll take it for free. Yeah. And she's just like, all right, well, for some reason the way you pick that means you got to go put your face on a sink full of dirty needles. And I was like, Lance, you're reusing needles? Come on, you're gonna kill your clients.
Nah, dude, he was putting them through
the
baby washer, yeah,
in the sun. It's like, the fucking sun can't kill, they deserve to die, these goddamn junkies. He's like, I'm building maintenance, I'm not a fucking crack dealer.
He headbutts a bunch of dirty needles, and his face looks cool at the end when the cops are just like, damn, I'm throwing up, I'm a rookie.
Damn, another fucking don't be a user if you're a seller. What's the saying go? Don't hit your own stash. I don't fucking know, this guy's dead.
That's so dead. Like, yeah. I spit up.
And then she gets a call, Kevin. Dr. Bungalow, the guy who's evicting her from her apartment, and he's apparently real rich. And he's like, you survived my game. What will you do next? She's like, I'm going to fucking curse the people that deserve it. I was like, oh, so you're going to play God and... judge, executioner, and all that. You're Judge Dredd. Oh my god, it's all full circle. Fucking Peachtree.
It's trees for life. Yeah, she's gonna go against the big boss. She's like, you guys deserve it. You shouldn't have made this devil machine. And
he's like, I pay people to clean an empty floor. I gotta give back to the community.
Yeah.
You put a boggy twat in fucking charge of everything. She needed the money.
Yeah, she was the only character I believed. She was like, fuck out of here, you dumbass. I was like, Jesus.
She's like, you're pregnant and slow and stupid.
I was like, yeah.
You got a big mouth and a BMW, BMX, whatever. Go fucking drive it on the floors next time, Kayla. She's like,
I mean, she wasn't wrong.
Yeah. So overall, what'd you think, Kevin?
It's bad, right? But it's got good ideas, or I won't say good, but fun.
I don't think it's that bad, because I mean the acting is tolerable for me. But
it's all serviceable, right?
Yeah.
I just think with that idea, the route that it took, I was very uninterested. Like, I never once cared for Kayla or Isaac or their puppy dog romance, or the mom, or the loss of the brother.
Oh, man, I definitely cared for the mom. I mean, when she broke her legs, and she was looking at the spot she fell, and I was like, she lived through that? Damn.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be laughing.
Fly.
I don't know. I didn't need that motivator, right, for her. Like, if you would have told me she's just living in the projects and down on her luck and just trying to strive for more, I'm good. That's all I need. I really don't have to have the...
just a small town girl.
Yeah. I don't need the drug mom, dead brother. Like, it just... The desire for something more and to get out of her horrible life. Does she really? And then that would kind of push her. I just didn't... that, because emotional attachment, it didn't work for me. So I didn't need it. And I don't know.
I guess they were trying to not just make it so like, oh, we found this game, we're stuck and playing it. Why would we continue? You know, like
the motivator for money to get out, to not live in a rat fested apartment. That's all I believe.
It did humanize her more though. I will say that. It didn't make me care about her, but I did feel like, damn,
Kayla. Well, there's sympathy and compassion for her.
Exactly. I think that was the point. I think it was instead of you just not caring at all about her, you know.
No, like so this is so gimmick heavy that I think the gimmick's outshining her no matter what. Like she just kind of just has to be serviceable. I don't really need her. I mean, what's her journey? Like
what revenge.
Where's her mom at now, dude? She's still in a shitty apartment?
No, because now she's gonna curse some people and heal her mom. So mom will walk again in the sequel. Choose to walk.
I mean, I guess because the game's rules are just all over the map.
Yeah.
Like I said, I liked the very beginning. I liked Hal and his family. I liked how the rules were set for him. But I felt like I didn't really get a full, thorough explanation of the rules to an extent where the movie just could do whatever it wanted, whatever it needed to. And that's the part I don't like. When you're a rule-based gimmick of the choose or die, but now you're just kind of doing whatever you needed to do for a cool kill or whatever, because none of the kills really move the story along, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, technically, she doesn't even pass the first level because she doesn't choose anything. She just tries to stop her from eating.
Exactly.
And it's just like, you won, she ate enough glass, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she should have been eating it till it was like ripping through her cheeks and down her throat if you want to just go crazy horror gross out. But I was just like, whatever. But like I said, I like the ending and I like the beginning. And just everything else in the middle, I was kind of like just, I don't want to say bored by, but I do admit I wanted to see what they were going to do. And then when they just kind of came back to the family, I was like, oh, okay. Now my interest is way peaked. I don't really know the rules still, but you're doing this damage self hurt each other. Oh, okay, yeah, I guess. I don't, sure.
Yeah. I would have liked there to have been more, you know, when the game was on, like more choices. It just felt like we just kind of had two safe ones and then one horrific one and then we were done, you know? So.
Well, that was the thing. It always built up to something horrific quickly. It didn't tease you.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it did tease. It just was just like, just eat a gun or eat a grenade. You're like, well, what?
Fucking go to the creepy pool with your dead brother or go to the creepy pool with your dead brother. It's like, yeah, not much of a choice here, game.
Your dead brother is dead again, or your only person that's ever cared for you outside your family because you have no other friends.
Because your mom sucks. Your mom has not cared for you in several years. She hasn't even called you the pet name that she had for you as a child because you let your brother die.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now she's addicted to drugs to numb the pain.
Well, I know you liked it because they had Coke energy drinks. And
it would have been better if it was Cherry Coke. So it just gets a watch from me.
Well, there you have it, everyone.
A watch, not a love. No, that's all right. I mean, you know, I didn't know anything about it going in, so I was just like, oh, okay.
I didn't either. Fun,
you know, it was a romp.
Just randomly clicked it. It's not a romp, but it's a...
It's rompy. It's got a romp. That fight at the end makes it romp, okay?
No, dude, I don't
know.
You
might not be romping through the whole fucking movie, but at the end, you're definitely romping. You're like, we're abusing
a lot of phrases. I'll let you have it as fun, but I can't let you have romp.
It's rompy. It's got romp potential, okay?
Oh, sure. That's it, Dustin. Tell them that you're out of here.
It has been Let's Movie, a podcast about movies, as you can imagine. I am Dustin. He is Kevin. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on other social media outlets.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Don't even bother. No one says one thing.
No, I'm not saying yours. I'm saying the
no.
Let's we only get
we only get comments on YouTube from people other countries.
Upload and the movie.
That and 4x4. That's it. If that movie never came out, no one would ever know we were there. Or they were trying to sell us social media links to boost our account. So it's fine.
It's fine.
Thanks for accidentally clicking this for 15 seconds. We appreciate it.
Wow, this guy for old fucking Negative Nelly. Anyway, thank you for subscribing. If you want to watch or listen to this on YouTube, just ignore that guy and do that anyway. If you're listening to us from a country that is not America, thanks. We appreciate that. Even if you accidentally came here, think you're downloading an entire movie. Again, he's Kevin. I'm Dustin. Good night.
Oh, bro, we don't care who you are. Please stop saying it.
You give me an outro, you fucking dick.